A spate of mail bombs sent from Greece to targets around Europe appear to be the work of homegrown anarchists. One of the parcels addressed to German leader Angela Merkel got as far as the office of the chancellor. Now Greece has temporarily suspended the shipment of letters and packages headed out of the country. And while the bombs weren't deadly, they do highlight the difficulty of keeping explosives out of the international mail delivery system. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Athens. And Sylvia, these parcel bombs may not, as I've just said, been deadly, but together with the bombs originating in Yemen, they have disrupted the international mail cargo system. So, what to do?
Well, in the meantime, yesterday, Greece, as you said, imposed a 48-hour stop on all outgoing airmail packages and screened thousands of boxes. And now European governments are very concerned. Officials in Greece and Germany say that they support a Europe-wide tightening of package screening procedures, and this will be on the agenda of an EU meeting of air security experts in Brussels on Friday.
Greek police have arrested two young anarchists. Who are they and what do they want?
Well, by definition, anarchists want to cause chaos and disrupt all government activity, and usually they focus on domestic targets. This time, however, their actions have spilled overseas. And the two young men who are in their 20s were found in possession of guns, bulletproof vests, and parcel bombs addressed to the Mexican embassy and to French President Nicolas Sarkozy. They're said to be members of a small left-wing group called Conspiracy of the Cells of Fire, which emerged in 2008 and has been involved in several attacks on government and business targets. Police are also searching for five more men aged 21 to 30. Now, as for the purpose of this campaign, domestic terrorism experts say it's mainly symbolic and not aimed at harming anyone, since police say none of the devices examined so far contained lethal amounts of explosives, but the international impact has been considerable.
So, Sylvia, Greece has had a violent anarchist movement for decades.
Well, the origins are in the violent civil war of the 1940s and in reaction to the oppressive military junta of the 1970s. Society was polarized, and in recent years, Greece has become accustomed to chronic outbursts of violence by young people rioting against perceived police brutality in capitalist society. And according to experts, the anarchist movement in Greece is very fragmented. Now, despite the material destruction they cause, most Greek anarchist groups do not espouse deadly violence, except for one group called the Sect of Revolutionaries, suspected of killing a journalist and a police officer in the last 2 years. Now, the Greek paradox is that as long as this anarchist turmoil does not cause fatalities, it enjoys a certain amount of tolerance within society.
But Sylvia, why now? Why these bombs now?
Well, the country's going through this miserable economic crisis. The government's austerity package, which is aimed at lowering the country's huge debt, is extremely unpopular. Their daily protest demonstrations have been going on for months. Prices are soaring. Unemployment is rising, especially among the young, where there's one out of three is unemployed. And there's growing indignation over widespread political corruption. So the climate is ripe for very angry anti-government and anti-establishment demonstrations. But the government of Prime Minister George Papandreou has vowed to crack down against what he called irresponsible and mindless acts of those who want to undermine the efforts of Greek people trying to put the country and its economy back on track.
Sylvia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Sylvia Pagioli speaking to us from Athens.